Beginning of introduction section by the Blast Anarchy. October 2021. This writing has been made possible by a fiscal donor in the region Chicago is in. The effect of the donation is to produce a writing that has simultaneously facilitated a writing for the BASF membership. Thank you to the donor. Please visit theblast.noblogs.org to see how you can help anarchists from the Third World write to our region. This article is also published on the BASF website, https://tinyurl.com/4ryf564t. Content warning. Violence, murder, misogyny, terrorism, and religious authoritarianism. This article is called The Game of Statism and Capitalism by Abu Kishwar Mirza of the Bangladesh Anarcho-Syndicalist Federation. To BASF and the audience of the Blast Anarchy, Chicago. Last July, the Taliban were accused of killing Afghan comedian Nizar Muhammad and hanging him from a tree. On the night of September 28, popular folk singer Fawad Andarabi was taken out of his house and killed in public. He was a resident of Krishnabad village in Andrab district of Banan province of Afghanistan. Since the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan, progressive women, teachers, artists, journalists and players have fled Kabul and taken refuge in various parts of the world. Some of them have been forced to leave their families. Arriving at a safe place, they told the media how terrible the situation is there. Absolutely what is meant by savage rule is going on. There is a plague of authoritarian regulations. Women are being treated with the most hostility. As soon as women leave the house, severe punishment is coming down. They can't play, can't go outside, can't chat, can't work. Singing has been banned there. Control has also been imposed on sports. Thousands of people have been fleeing the country since the Taliban took control of the Afghan capital, Kabul, on August 15. But a few times more people have left behind than those who get on the plane. There were about 7,000 US troops and NATO troops inside the airport. They are in charge of security at the airport until August 31. But ultimate chaos is going on outside the airport. Taliban guards have tried to control the crowd, but to no avail. Occasionally these Taliban guards fired to control the crowd. But crowds increased. At least 20 local Afghans have been trampled to death outside the airport in the past few days. A suicide bomber killed at least 200 people. After the Taliban's occupation of Kabul, it became clear that a darker chapter was beginning in Afghanistan. Initially, the Taliban demanded that girls be given freedom in accordance with Sharia law, but soon the Taliban's intentions became clear. Seeing this situation, popular Afghan pop star Ariana Saeed decided to leave the country. He was a very popular face in Afghanistan. One incident after another proves that Taliban-ruled Afghanistan is hundreds of yards away from art and music. Now those who are fleeing are living without breathing. And those who are in the country are spending their days in horrible fear. Western countries, including the United States, are responsible for the current situation in Afghanistan. When the Soviet Union forces were forced to withdraw from Afghanistan in 1969, the Taliban were backed by the US military. At that time, China's position was also anti-Taliban. After 32 years, the picture is just the opposite. Today's Taliban are backed by China, Pakistan, and Russia. The Taliban retreated after the US and NATO forces entered Afghanistan in September 2001 in search of Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and to establish a democratic government, following the destruction of the World Trade Center in a terrorist attack in the United States. The United States, Germany, Britain, India and other countries have spent millions of dollars to develop the infrastructure of Taliban-free Afghanistan. After establishing a kind of democratic system of government, the US military has provided modern weapons and training to members of the Afghan army. As long as the US military was on the side of the Afghan army, they fought the Taliban with courage. The Taliban have resurfaced at a rocket speed since former U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw troops from the country and the current President Joe Biden's administration implemented it, capturing one city and province after another. Officials in the corrupt Afghan administration have so far inflated the size of the army with the intention of embezzling money. As a result, the Afghan army has never been able to fight the Taliban. No matter what is said, the Taliban have already begun to rule the jungle across Afghanistan. Various fatwas have been issued to force women to wear burqas and forbid them from going to work. Women are spending their time inside the house in fear. It should be noted that the Western powers play a big role in the formation of various religious terrorist organizations, including the Taliban and ISIS. Terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were initially formed with the support and cooperation of the United States. The United States sponsored them to undermine the role of the then Soviet Union in Afghanistan. The U.S.-backed terrorists demonstrated their strength in the September 11, 2001 attacks on the Twin Towers in the United States. After that, the so-called global security system seems to have been disrupted. This incident has a huge role behind the rise of this terrorism. In the name of suppressing terrorism, in the name of establishing democracy, the West has invaded first Afghanistan and then Iraq. The United States has launched an offensive in Afghanistan, accusing Osama bin Laden of harboring the Taliban and attacking U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. But they have a vested interest in establishing their dominance over the mineral and oil resources of the Muslim world in Central Asia. In the wake of this, the Islamic State, immersed in the mantra of opposition to Bush imperialism, declared jihad against the West and Judeo-Christians in order to establish the so-called law of God. Terror, bombings, and the killing of innocent people are part of the so-called jihad conducted by those recognized as righteous fighters. The aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks seems to be still there. One attack after another is happening every day somewhere in the world. These include the war between Iraq and Syria in the Middle East, the violence of the Boko Haram terrorist group in northeastern Nigeria, Lashkar-e-Taiba in India and Pakistan, and the JMB, Jamaat, Ansarullah Bangla team and other terrorist groups in Bangladesh. The relationship between statism, capitalism, fundamentalism, imperialism and fascism is close. There is no denying that it is the imperialists and fascists who have sheltered and indulged in fundamentalism. Afghanistan is a shining example of what can happen to a country that supports or indulges in religious fundamentalism. Even in the current situation in Afghanistan, the world's most powerful countries are silent. China, Russia, and Pakistan are trying to establish their power in Afghanistan instead of the United States by putting guns on the shoulders of the Taliban. But in this situation, the United Nations, whose only purpose is to establish world peace, also has no role. On the contrary, many terrorist organizations from around the world have come to Afghanistan. They have united. The fear remains that they will plan strong international terrorist activity with a larger goal. Hardline religions always want to stop progress. They think of what they have achieved since the time of their prehistoric creation as emphasis the, end emphasis, eternal system. So they reject argument. Their science considers consciousness as an obstacle in their path. They do not tolerate free thought and expression. This is how religious fundamentalism is created. One of the characteristics of all kinds of religious fundamentalism in the world is opposition to women's freedom, polygamy of men, child marriage of women, ethnic division. All religions are affected by various reforms. Religious fundamentalism is always pulling us backwards, destroying humanity, tying our thoughts to a prehistoric concept. The rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan is not good news for human civilization. We have to be careful and aware. After such an example comes to the fore, the people of our country, political organizations, social organizations have to rise up. We must remember that our country Bangladesh is a fertile ground for religious fundamentalism. It is very easy to spread religious insanity in our country. The same fate could happen in our country as in Afghanistan. There is no such thing as an armed religious group like the Taliban. But if there is a fire in the next room, the fire is bound to start in one's own house as well. It's a very bad time now. There is no anarcho-communist society anywhere in Bangladesh yet. There are a small number of real anarchist communists. The number of stars in the sky today is very low. Now we are in a state of turmoil. It is very difficult to tell who is true and who is false. Who can say that our anarchist movement is growing day by day? Who cares about the truth? If you are on all four sides, you can now see some enlightened pure anarchists. They can lead us to the social revolution of the future. They are walking on the bright path of communism. There is nothing more beautiful and glorious in the world than anarchism communism. This is a difficult path. It is a dangerous long run. We can lose our comrades, we can make a lot of mistakes. There may be a lot of opinions and walks along the way. When difficult times come, we may think of giving up. We must also remember that we will get what we want from communism. It's just a matter of time. The fight for communism is a long-term fight. Big victories in small campaigns. There is nothing more creative and beautiful and more courageous than fighting for anarcho-communism. There is no bigger campaign than this. We shall make history. We will live and die for anarchism-communism. We want nothing more. End of article.